From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Hey, put that away. You can play with it later. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, please allow me to turn you on to another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the Rap. Rat Shit Crazy Season has officially arrived. I've got the funniest joke ever told. Prepare your funny bone. Have you heard about the mom with the steel vagina? Well, you're about to. Are we seeing the final days of MTV after 44 years? Details coming up. And who is the best at serving fast food fast? The results are in. We'll get them to you right away. Another round of head traumas on the way. Today, we're going to play a round of Pick Your News, plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including Mojo's Fuggin' Funny. Yeah, I just decided to rebrand it to my name. It's my podcast. Why the hell not, right? That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Thursday, October 16th. I do want to apologize for the late post today because I had to go to the doctor this morning, and I got the shock of my life. I walked in and found out my doctor of 12 years just up and retired. I guess I missed the memo on this one. But yeah, this new guy that took over, he's like Dr. Precious because we don't get to see him unless we're close to being 6 feet under. Until then, we see the PA, the physician's assistant. Still pay the same amount of money, but hey, I guess this is where healthcare is going now. You don't get to see Dr. Precious until he can make the really big bucks. Till then, you see the PA. Good news is, if you're seeing the PA, you're probably okay. And my results were, you know, spotless, really good. So Mojo's going to be here to bug you for just a little bit longer. Sorry to disappoint you on that one. All right, the new Rat's Ass Rock TV Deep Cuts category. We thought we would take a while to grow this, but we got emails out the yin-yang on this one. We hit 50 songs yesterday, and we said, okay, we got 50 songs. Let's go ahead and make the category live. We turned it loose on you on Rat's Ass Rock TV. You can get there by going to ratsasspodcast.com, click on the YouTube channel, and go to playlist and check it out. Rat's Ass Rock TV Deep Cuts. And if you got suggestions, send them to ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. Now, the cool thing about deep cuts is they're very personal to people, number one, because they touch them individually. So, you know, if you go to the category, you might see some that you've already seen, so you don't want to send those. But you talk about a great place to grow a category for music discovery. God, I haven't heard that in a long time. Or, oh, I've never heard that before. That's what a deep cut category does for you. Now, I haven't brought this one up in a while, but we're almost done with round two of Radio Wars. We're looking for the best classic rock station in America. Now, by mid-November, we're going to be into round three and down to the 16 final radio stations in America. Maybe the one in your town is still alive. You can check it out on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. All right, let's get into the rap today. Ratchet Crazy Season has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. November 4th is just a few weeks away. Now, it's amazing to me how politicians running for office today can just flat out lie and it's accepted. You know, every turn, how can I spend this? How can I spend that so I'll get a vote? Has nothing to do with facts or the truth. It's all about, okay, let's give them enough BS to confuse them. And we got to figure this crap out for ourselves. Now, it appears New York City is about to elect a newly turned 34-year-old spoiled rich kid who grew up spoiled and rich. He failed being a rapper and decided, well, I'll get into politics. He's never held a real job in his life. So forget the fact that Laurent Mamdani is a communist, a socialist, and a Muslim. Move that all aside. He's never had a job before. And he's going to become the mayor of the biggest city in America. You know, New York could absolutely elect any hot dog vendor off the street.
Did you say steak?
No, I said hot dog vendor. And they'd be more qualified than Laurent Mamdani. Now, here in California, we've got this whole Prop 50 thing. It's just driving everybody nuts. We have the Democrats accusing the Republicans of trying to rig elections, which is what they're trying to do with Prop 50. It's crazy. It's insanity. Now, our slumlord Governor Gavin Newsom has called in the big dog, Obama, to shove it down our throats to bring it home. I literally watched the show for 1 hour yesterday, and I saw 12 ads with Obama telling viewers to stick it to Trump and the Republicans. 12 ads in 1 hour. If I would have watched longer, I probably would have watched 2 hours, 24 ads. And basically, what Obama is saying when you read through all the nonsense, hey, don't let the Republicans screw you. Let the Democrats screw you instead. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. All right, I promised you the funniest joke ever told, and I'm going to deliver right now because it comes from our former VP, Kamala Harris.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
Holy shit!
I told you. Oh, delusion and politics. It goes together. All right. God bless Shelby Martin from Dixon, Tennessee. Did you hear about this? On July 29th, Shelby, a mother of four already, popped out a 12-pound, 14-ounce baby named Cashin. Now, during the delivery process, I don't know how this works, but the doctor said he had to pop out her hip joint in order to bring Cashin into the world. Does that happen, ladies? I've never heard of this before. I'm not a father. Haven't raised kids. So I have no idea. But when I heard this, it shocked me. I was like, what do you mean you had to pop out a hip joint? Now, I heard when the doctor slapped Cashin on the ass, Cashin slapped him back. That's how big he is. But can you imagine that, ladies? I'm still in awe of this. I read this 2 days ago, and I'm like, oh, my God, 12 pounds, 14 ounces? She's got to have a steel vagina. God, Shelby, congratulations. I hope everything goes well for you. But God, you didn't give birth to a child, man. You gave birth to a butterball.
Did you say steak?
No, I said butterball as in turkey. All right, MTV launched on August 1st, 1981, playing nothing but music videos. And it did change pop culture forever. It actually made radio better, to be honest with you, because we had some competition besides just other radio stations. I spent a lot of my free time, I'm sure you did too, in 1981, if it popped up in your market, watching it. And then the music died and reality TV took over, but they kept the name. We always made fun of it. Oh, yeah, where's the music videos? Yeah, MTV, right. MTV spawned off VH1, which was an adult music video station. Never really took off like MTV did, but it spawned off all kinds of different MTV channels. Now, you might have heard that MTV is going away at the end of this year, and partially true. Bottom line on this is Paramount Global is ending just about every MTV service, but they're keeping the original MTV. They say changes are coming. We don't know what those are until December or maybe after they launch. But if you still want your MTV, you're going to get your MTV. All right. Yes, Fleabag. No, he's typing something here. All right. Says, I found a TikTok music quiz. I'll bet you $100 you'll never get right. Are you up for the challenge? All right. So you're saying if I lose, I give you $100. And if I win, you have to give me $100? All right. Your muteness, you're on. I hope he doesn't get offended. Yeah, he just gave me the middle finger. I won't say that again. But you're on, buddy. Let's do it. Come on. I'm ready.
80s pop music.
Oh, boy.
If you can get them all right, you're the 80s genius.
80s?
Which group shot to fame with the Top Gun soundtrack hit Take My Breath Away?
That would be Berlin. Too easy.
Berlin.
Come on, Fleabag.
Who made the world sing along to the soaring anthem, Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's. Too easy again.
Belinda Carlisle. Who cranked up the keyboards and guitar riffs for the 1984 hit Jump?
Oh, come on. Van Halen, Fleabag. Really? This is tough?
Van Halen.
You're going to lose $100, kiddo.
Who gave us the ultimate dance floor downpour with It's Raining Men?
That's the Weather Girls. You didn't think I knew that one, did you? That's why you tried.
The Weather Girls.
Yeah, you thought you were going to win an
easy 100.
Which artist
swung onto the charts in 1985 with the jungle anthem Tarzan Boy?
That's Baltimora.
Baltimora.
I can tell by your face you didn't
think
I knew that one.
Which song begins with Once Upon a Time Not So Long Ago?
Oh, God, Living on a Prayer, for crying out loud. Heard it a million times.
Living on a Prayer. Which group had everyone walking on sunshine in the early 80s?
Oh, God, in the mid-80s, Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, 1985 is an early
Who 80s. Made the charts sweeter in 87 with the flirtatious anthem, Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Oh, God, let me think. Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Oh, get that $100
get
bucks ready.
Get ready for your last two questions. Comment your score below and follow for more fun quizzes.
All right.
Which artist sang the lyrics, The Little Old Place Where We Can Get Together?
Oh, B-52s from Atlanta. Come on.
The B-52s.
Oh, yeah. One more.
Which prog rock legends dropped the 83 smash, Owner of a Lonely Heart?
That would be Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have that $100 on your flea bag? You didn't think I knew the weather girls in Baltimore, did you? I knew it. Here's the deal. Keep your money. We'll do a double or nothing another time. All right? Keep your money. I don't want to take your money from it. I'd feel bad if I took your money. You know, you can't beat me on these quizzes. I'm telling you. I don't care. Find another one. We'll do another one next week, and you find one you think is the toughest one. Please challenge me on this. All right, who doesn't love their fast food extra fast? There are so many to choose from, too, and I just happen to have the results here for who is the best at getting your food the fastest. Should we start with the slowest first? Number five, slow drive-through times belongs to Starbucks. Oh, God, I can attest to that one. Number four is Dutch Brothers Coffee. Then we get into Chicken Wars. Raising Cane's is at number three, Popeye's number two, and Chick-fil-A, the slowest of the slow when bringing you your fast food fast. All right, fast drive-through times. Number five is Wendy's. Arby's is at number four, We've Got the Meats. And Tim Hortons was number three. KFC, number two, as far as drive-through times. And Taco Bell, number one. Taco Bell, number one. All right, who's best overall satisfaction-wise? Was it worth the wait? All right, KFC is at number five. Really? KFC's overall satisfaction? And it was worth the wait? Really? All right, Arby's at number four. Starbucks was at number three. Number two was Popeye's. And tied at number one, Chick-fil-A and Dutch Brothers. I got a friend in Vegas who loves Dutch Brothers. But I don't trust him because he doesn't wear pants. He always wears shorts, even the dead of winter. He was working up in Montana, dead winter. Are you wearing pants yet? No. I can't trust him. I can't trust him to spend $7-8 on the Dutch Brothers. Not with a guy who doesn't wear pants, for crying out loud. Would you do that? Would you trust somebody who didn't wear pants?
The sports excellence is oozing from his ears. Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
Oozing from my ears. All right, here we go. Toronto spanked Seattle last night to get back into the ALCS 2-1. Game four tonight at Seattle. Over in the NLCS, the Dodgers currently hold a 2-0 lead on Milwaukee. Game three today here in Los Angeles. Week seven of the NFL gets underway tonight with Thursday Night Football. The surprising Super Bowl, not Super Bowl, but the Pittsburgh Steelers won a lot of Super Bowls. They are tackling the Cincinnati Bengals. Got to hate division rivalries. You can always throw out the records on these things. But I'm taking Pittsburgh on this one. Week 7 picks are posted at ratsasspodcast.com on the blog, by the way. And here are my Week 7 Pick 4 money games for you. Kansas City over the Raiders. New England over Tennessee. Green Bay over Arizona. And Seattle over Houston. My Week 7 Pick 4 money games for you. You can check them out again at ratsasspodcast.com on the blog. On a side note, too, by the way, for my Pittsburgh Penguins, if Tristan Jarry still can't protect the net on the high side of his left shoulder, please get rid of him. This problem has existed since he put on a Penge uniform. Just can't seem to get it right. They lose a game with a minute left the other night in Anaheim. The same way. Same way. He cannot protect the upper left. It's time to cut ties if you can't get it right. Send him down. Send him down to the minors. Let them get it right, please. Anyway, God, I get to go down to the Kryptonite to watch the Pens and the Kings play. That'll be fun. I just hope they don't have Jari in goal. I feel like, God, what a waste of money. All right, checking the chat box, ratsasspodcast.com. Trey Solomon, Niagara Falls, New York. What are your thoughts about the New York Knicks this season? Well, they got a new coach. Mike Brown, decent coach. Not a great coach, but he's a decent coach. I think it really comes down to how the players adjust to him. How quick they do it. Are they going to get off to a 12-12 start? Maybe a 10-20 start? Who knows? But they're going to be fine because of that roster, probably. You know, Tom Thibodeau, I didn't get why the Knicks fired him in the first place. He got him to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. They update the roster to where it's really a championship roster. That kind of fell short, but they were so good under Tibbs. We'll have to see. I think Mike Brown's got a lot hanging over his head, though, to start the season. All right, Curtis Moore, Garden Grove, California. What are the realistic chances the Lakers are going to get Giannis next summer? Oh, God, this is the talk in L.A., folks. Are we going to get Giannis? I'm in the who gives a rat's ass camp on this one. I mean, the Lakers do have, they have three swaps, three draft picks to offer Milwaukee if they want to go this route. Now, I honestly think it depends on how well Luka gels with DeAndre Ayton. If they become a force, I don't think we see Giannis here. If they don't play well together, maybe. But I think the Lakers' bigger problems are going to be in the offseason next year is going to be point guard, shooting guard. We might lose, Austin Reeves. We might lose Austin Reeves possibly, and small forward after this season. We don't know how Vanderbilt's going to play and how well LeBron's going to play. Is he going to play beyond this year? And if he does, is he going to be effective? So I think Giannis, that's why I get so frustrated with this question. I don't really care if Giannis comes or not. We got other problems to think about. All right, that is sports for you today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, who's ready to play a game of Pick Your News? This is where I give you four headlines and you have to guess which one is true. Which one is true? Here are the headlines. Donald Trump sends Gavin Newsom a MAGA bib, rattle, and binky for his birthday. He had a horrible birthday too on October 10th. Headline number two, Johnny Depp signs on to play the role of Two-Face in the next version of Batman. ABC hints at moving The View to late night, replacing Jimmy Kimmel. And a new report out today says 50% of Americans are dreading the upcoming silly season. All right, think a while. Take a while. Think about it. I'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, let's do this. Let's get you warmed up for the weekend with Mojo's Fuggin' Funny. Now, I've never heard of this dude before, but he's got a southern accent, and his name's Dusty. So a guy like named Dusty has got to be funny. This is Dusty Slay.
And then I went to the main aquarium, and I'm looking at the fish tank, right? And there's a lot of fish in there. And this girl comes up to me, and she has a name tag on, and the name tag has her name, and then it says fish expert. I was like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I don't run into a lot of fish experts out here in the world, and I thought this is a great time to get some answers to some of the fish questions that I have. So, you know what I mean? So I start asking her some stuff, you know, stuff I can Google, but I thought, hey, let's have a real human experience here. So I start asking her stuff, and then I say, oh, you know what? I got a good one. This is a good question. You're going to like this. This is what I said to her. I go, let me ask you this. Do fish sleep? That's what I said to her. I said, do fish sleep? And she looked me straight in the face, and she goes, I don't know, because I don't work here at night.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
I swear I've scoured the rag mag sites for Taylor Swift news. I just can't find anything. It's like she's disappeared overnight, but I'll put Fleabag on it. If something's happening, he'll let us know before the end of the podcast. All right, Jennifer Aniston is getting a ration of crap from the blue hair, nose ring crowd who just absolutely hate hot, white, sexy women, even if they're 56 years old. Jennifer was photographed at a modeling shoot. And since she has these really sexy, rock-hard abs with a cute little navel in the middle, she's a toxic bitch. I can't believe these people. You know, I bet these skanks would, you know, even if Jennifer was born and had an Audi, they would piss and moan about
it. Did you say steak?
No, I said Audi. All right, the Victoria's Secret fashion show is back to showing hot women wearing their designs. No more fatties with tatties telling you that fat is where it's at. Now, I will tell you this, ladies, and you've probably heard this, and I'm just going to confirm that it's true. I know you like to buy the sexy lingerie to turn us on. Hey, guys, we don't really give a rip about the wrapper, okay? We only care what's underneath, but if it makes you feel sexier, we're happy to tell you that, hey, you look fabulous. If it makes you, take it off faster. All right, have you ever wondered why we've never seen Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris? We haven't seen too much of her over the years. And when she was a kid, she was such a cute kid back then. We all thought she'd grow up and have a great musical career like most of the Jacksons have. You know, Janet, Michael, Jackson 5. But it never happened. And this could be the reason. According to court documents, Paris inherited $65 million from her dad's estate. $65 million. So you could say Paris was born with a silver spoon and not a golden microphone. But how? God, I wonder how much of that money she's blowing through. Hey, you remember Kevin Federline? He was the backup dancer who married Britney Spears' money. They had a couple of kids together, and basically for the last 20 years, he's been a baby daddy. Well, he's got a new memoir out, and in it he claims that Britney would breastfeed their two kids while doing lines of cocaine. My question is, Kevin, why bring this up now? After your sons are fully grown men, do they need to hear this? I mean, I understand. I get it. You need money, right? God, are you sure she wasn't shooting heroin on diaper duty? Oh, no, wait, that was your job, correct?
Uh-oh.
We got a moron here. Is that it?
By the way, Britney Spears has now been single for 237 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Connie Kay from Portland, Oregon said, I heard you gave Portland the Butt Ugly City Award on your last podcast. I just want you to know I moved to Portland from Los Angeles because the people here are hot and sexy by comparison. Really, Connie? Really? I don't know if you've been to a bike ride in Los Angeles, but at least they wax and shave as opposed to Portland. All right, Kevin C., Valencia, California, said, I saw on X where you said you have Democrats going door-to-door telling people to vote no on Prop 50. I'm seeing the exact opposite here in Valencia. Okay, that's another part. That's like northeastern Los Angeles County for you. How do you think this is going to play out? You know, who knows? I think that if you are against Prop 50, you got to get out in droves to vote for this thing because you got to make it too big to rig, because I really believe the whole idea of doing this is the Democrats already know they got this in the bag because they've got those mail-in ballots, man. I'm telling you, while we have no voter ID and mail-in ballots, you're not going to get a legitimate election in California or anywhere for that matter. All right, Kylie S. in Ruston, Louisiana said, I'm a senior at LSU. Congratulations, you're almost done. I wanted to know if you think it's okay for a student to date their professors. If the college, if LSU is fine with it, why not? Why not? I don't see anything wrong with dating your professor. I mean, the great thing about dating a teacher is if you get something wrong, they make you do it over again, right? All right, Brian D. Kilimanjaro. Oh, my God. Where is this one from, Fleabag? Brian D. from Kilimanjaro, Tanzania. Okay, gotcha. Tanzania. Wow, we got listeners in Tanzania. Okay, hey, Brian, let's see what you got. He said, I left the United States when Joe Biden was elected in 2020 due to all the riots. Doesn't sound like much has changed with Trump. Why is this? Well, I think it depends on what media you're looking at, number one, Brian. But number two, in 2020, if you remember correctly, this is, you know, right before Biden was going for president, we had all those riots over George Floyd. And now when Trump was elected, they just keep rioting. You know, we didn't really have a lot of riots when Biden was in office because Democrats had their way. They had control of everything. They lose control. Here comes the massive temper tantrum. And that's what we're going to see, because they got to whip people up with emotion and get people on their side that way, because they have no ideas and no solutions. They have none, absolutely zero. So it's always, you know, pound the table, stomp your feet, bitch and complain, and gets people on their side. Yeah, I'm on their side. That's the only way they can win an election. Mark T., Toledo, Ohio. I'm really digging what you're doing with Rock. Okay, I got you. With your rock channel. Love the idea that you're doing a Metallica halftime show with their concert footage. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, we're doing a halftime show. Those of you who aren't happy about Bad Bunny or maybe one of the other shows that are being planned, we've took all this concert footage from Metallica, and we're going to make it sound as live as possible. So we'll post it at 2 minutes on the two-minute warning on Super Bowl Sunday. You can flip over to Rat's Ass Rock TV and watch Metallica live. We got 60 minutes. You can tune in, tune out whenever you want. But we put it up there like, you know, maybe how we would think they would do it if they were doing it live. So why Metallica? Because they are a San Francisco-based band. The Super Bowl is in the 49ers' home stadium. It should be Metallica. So we're just kind of, you know, being a little rebellious here. But I can guarantee you it'll be a good time for you. If you want to flip over and watch that, then flip over and watch the game. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Ramona B. in Galveston, Texas said what she likes is that I don't have a bunch of people yakking. Yeah, it's just me yakety-yak, and nobody talks back. That's pretty much me. What she hates is that I can only be heard and not seen. Oh, you want to see what the mojo looks like, huh? Gotcha. She said, you should do a video cast on the new Spotify Netflix channel next year. Yeah, that's coming. Spotify and Netflix teamed up for this whole video cast thing to compete with YouTube. But here's the deal. If I do anything live, it would be on YouTube, and maybe would move it over to Spotify and Netflix, maybe. But to be honest with you, I'm a radio guy. I like the autonomy that radio gives me and podcasting gives me. I really don't see us doing live stuff, to be honest with you. But, you know, hey, just depends on how big of a check they can write. Yeah, that's what it would be. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious, the better.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, let's see if you got today's Pick Your News correct. Here are the headlines again, and I'm looking for the one that is true. All right, headline one, Donald Trump sends Gavin Newsom a MAGA, bib, rattle, and binky for his birthday. Headline two, Johnny Depp signs on to play the role of Two-Face in the next version of Batman. Headline three, ABC hints at moving The View to late night, replacing Jimmy Kimmel. And headline number four, a new report out today says 50% of Americans are dreading, just absolutely dreading the upcoming silly season. So which one is true out of those four? Ding, 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 ding. All right, if you said 50% of Americans are depending or dreading, not depending, but dreading the holidays.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, you are correct. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I got a roll. Believe it or not, I am trying out to qualify for the National Pizza Toss and Stretch Competition in Vegas next month.
Hey, who's better at tossing off than you?
Nobody, Alexa, and shut up about that, all right? But I do have one more thing for you today. Experts say when raising kids, parents should teach their children early what they learned late.
Yeah, like pulling out before the sneeze between her knees.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, before a man ejaculates, he pulls his wing-wang from her yin-yang.
You mean he withdraws his penis from her vagina?
Sure, but that sounds so boring and technical.
Yeah, that's the technical and acceptable terminology, Alexa.
So I shouldn't say pull his rocket from her socket.
No, not unless you want to get the muzzle. God bless. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Rocket from her socket. Haven't heard that one before. Thank you, Alexa. Welcome to Rat Nation, Colin Matthews of Richmond, Virginia. Danny Van Dyke of Duluth, Minnesota. Lon McMahon from Somerville, Massachusetts. And Tim Abernathy, Irvine, California. And around the world to listeners in Sydney, Australia, London, England, and Toronto, Canada. And even though Toronto's down 2-1, I want to wish the Blue Jays a lot of luck to our fans up in Toronto.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at RatsAssPodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out RatsAssPodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. How many times can I say Rat's Ass here? You can listen to the podcast, rock out the Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with a lot of hot topicality, plus you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify. And connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Monday, October 20th. Take good care. And thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and RatsAssPodcast.com. RatsAssPodcast.com.
Did you say steak?